Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so grateful for these times to be able to share the Word of God with you. I, too, just enjoy reading God's Word, and I'm blessed by what I'm seeing and hearing from Him. I know that He's our true teacher. He'll teach anyone that desires to open His Word and to find out what He has to say to them. And so I encourage you, study the Word of God on your own. Ask the Lord to bless your time of study. He'll speak to you the truths that He desires at that time. And let me encourage you, don't worry about when you don't understand some things. That's a trick of the enemy to keep you from the Word of God. You're going to learn so many things that you do understand that you're going to be so blessed you won't have time for all the other things that He has to give to you. And yet He wants to fulfill our lives with His Word. So that's why we go to Him in prayer. We know He is for us and not against us. So let's pray as we take this time of study together. Heavenly Father, I give You thanks and praise today again for Your Word. I thank You for Your presence. You said that where two or three of you are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst. And I just am so grateful that You're with us today and that You will bless us with Your Word. We're excited about what we're going to learn. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We bless You and we thank You again today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, For Judgment Jesus Came into the World. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 9, and verse 39. John the Apostle wrote how the formerly blind man told the Pharisees who questioned him, Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, You were altogether born in sins, and do you teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Jesus answered or said unto him, You have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And in chapter 9 and verse 39 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, where we read, And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might not see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. The verse reads, And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see. John began with the words, And Jesus said, which means, And the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, uttered, declared, and proclaimed for judgment, or toward and unto damnation, condemnation, and avenge, I am come into this world, which means I, Jesus, arise, appear, and come forth into the earth, that they which see not, or so people, whether male or female, who do not have sight, might see, which means may have vision and sight. John shared how Jesus shared his purpose for coming to the earth was because condemnation and damnation were upon those who were unable to see, and his desire was to give them sight. The verse continues, And that they which see might be made blind. John added the words, And that they which see, which means, and so the people, whether male or female, who have vision and sight, might be made blind, or may become and appear without sight. John shared how Jesus said he also came into the earth, so people who have vision may become as though they had none. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how there are two groups of people Jesus came to the earth to address. There are people who do not have sight that he wants to make see, and there are people who believe they see, and he would make them as blind. Jesus came to open the spiritual eyes of every person who will humble themselves before him and ask him to forgive their sins and become their Lord. However, there are others who believe they already see spiritually, and they have become as blind to Jesus' plan and purpose of salvation. The condemnation and damnation of mankind is why Jesus came, and because he desires that no one be left in that spiritually blind state, he died on the cross and was raised from the dead 3 days later. All who yield to him will see, and those who refuse will become or remain spiritually blind. Next time, John shares how the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Are we blind also?" So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.